Love Your Life Now. My name is Sonia Sophie. Today I am joined by my wonderful friend who has returned from her travels,
Tina Thornton.
And my beautiful friend who's been teaching a Kundalini Yoga class to us just prior to this recording,
Christina Sergun Powers.
And we are three of us here today, and all three of us are sending love and light and healing energy to our fourth partner in our quartet, which is Sabine Isayan, who is still recovering from her injuries. And she's at home healing them through lots of meditation and all of that. And we are supporting her in thought by doing that. So Sabine, if you can hear us out there when we send you the link.
We love your life
we
now.
We love your life now. And we want you to do the same. Okay, so let's get into this. We are going to today continue on the topic of relationships and relationship troubles in particular. What can they teach us? What can we learn? How can we let go? How can we deal with it? And so on and so forth. So who wants to start?
Why are you looking at me? I'm almost speechless right now because we started last week and I was kind of seeing that tail and I mean, I guess what comes to me is embracing everything that we learned through our relationships. And when we get to that space of honoring it, and it's not a space that we need to, you know, we need to travel someplace, we need to go through you know, endless courses to get there. It's in the mind, and we know that. And the mind is such an incredible vault that we need to unlock. And I'm seeing all the reverence in the relationships and looking at them and going, wow, you know, I had such trouble over this relationship. And just kind of stepping back, I think is what I'm noticing, stepping back and feeling like I can look at it and honor truly and say, ah, I am so incredibly grateful for that relationship. I'm so incredibly grateful for all of the challenges I had in that relationship. I'm so incredibly grateful for going through it, even though at, you know, at times we say, why am I going through this? Why do I have to go through this again? So I guess in through that, I'm finding how centering and coming back to myself and then just kind of stepping away and looking at all those relationships and not saying to myself or not being in that space of, oh, I got to get away from that relationship. I got to cut that relationship off. But examining or thinking or reflecting on what it brought to me as a lesson, I guess.
I couldn't have said it any better, and I was going to say the exact same thing.
That's why we are together. We're always kind of vibrating in the same spaces.
Yes,
that's great. Coming back from my family, this was huge. The, you know, I'm in the beginning of a relationship as far as a one-on-one exploration, but it's interesting the relationships that we have with our family. And I went back home, and I'm like the black sheep. I'm very, very different than all of my family. I come from a town of 375 people. I'm the only one in my family that's divorced, the only one that has ever left the faith. We were brought up Catholic. I live, you know, far away. I express very differently. I live outside. Very connected to nature. Many, 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 many things that are very different about me. So it's powerful to go back home. And my parents were very provincial. Their families have grown up in that area. They've for hundreds of years. And they've been here the last, you know, their lives in the 70s. And, you know, they're in their 70s. And then before that, they were raised in the same area. And I can't tell you, this has been the most transformational experience this last 3 weeks, bringing my daughter back and spending time with them. And just coming from the place of allowing, just allowing. When things came up, my dad might have this tendency to kind of, you may see it as picking on me or bringing up things that could actually be, you know, very, you know, very Barbary, and you know, it's an interesting dynamic with my mom too, and she, you know, the what happens when our household, when their household all of a sudden has three different families converging over a month and a half period of time. It's no longer she and my dad watching deer in the backyard. So it was really, really powerful to go through the allowing process of it, and allowing also that everything that was coming up was a reflection. Every single thing that came up, taking it on as something that I needed to see or transmute rather than avoid or get less of. Like everything that occurred, and there were many, many, many things that happened that your mind would probably spin. I would go right to the center of what we would call the eye of the storm and just find this peace in this spot there and let everything go on around me. And this person that's in my life, I would have a bit of interaction there, which is interesting too, because I'm just exploring whether I am to be one-on-one with someone. So it was interesting to allow him to be a coach in my life and allow him to show up the way that he wanted to show up, or that he, to allow him in his own power and to be able to hear his voice and his coaching along the way. It was very, very powerful. And everything was, and we're especially moving into, in this new moon, we're moving into a Leo energy, which is all about the heart. Everything coming from love. The fascinating thing is we're transmuting family lines right now. Not the immediate families, not only the immediate families right now, but generational. All that we've, the thousands of loves that brought us here to who we are today, we're transmuting all of that. This is an enormously powerful time for that. So it's just fascinating that you guys are in the middle of this podcast doing this in terms of relationship. And most what I'm experiencing too with relationship is it's really more about my relationship to myself. Mm-hmm. You know, all of how all of it shows up. It's about how I relate and how I see myself, and you know, how I might have viewed, well, this is how I'm to show up here, and this is how I'm to show up. So any constriction or anything that comes up as a challenge, I'm realizing it's a place that I've closed off a channel. And the more that I can breathe into it, the more that I can allow, and maybe allow the not knowing. You know, it's been very, very powerful. But that's where I am at today. It's good to see you guys.
I don't need to say anything today because you are saying all the things that I'm thinking or feeling. So there's nothing that wouldn't be said today if I don't say another word. There's one thing that I want to ask you, Tina, to one more thing to transmute or turn around or just look at it from a different perspective. Because that image of the black sheep is used up. I see you more as the white angel of your family. Would you like to see yourself as that instead of me? Because I've been calling myself the black sheep of the, or actually my family has been kind of calling me the black sheep, not lovingly, but you know, noticing, whoa, she's different, right? Yeah.
And you know, on that line, that is the hardest relationship. We spend so much time working on the relationship outside of us, you know, the family, our children, our parents, our you know, romantic involvement, but it's the self that is the hardest relationship to 100%. Cultivate. And so seeing yourself as you really are, you know, the white angel, or the shiny angel instead of the black sheep.
This is perfect. It's perfect. And that's exactly what my friend would say too. He's like, you're not the crazy aunt. You're not the black sheep. You know, to watch our languaging, though, to watch, because that becomes a box. And I appreciate you bringing that up. Is what we were able to do. We happened to find ourselves in the height of the Perseid meteor showers. We're moving through the Erdtuttle Comet. So the meteors, when we're able to be in upstate, in northern New York that way, we're on the Canadian border. The skies are brilliant. So Auntie Tina takes her nephews and her daughter, and we go lay on the roof. And Grandma and Grandpa are laying in bed, worried about, you know, our safety, of course. But we spent hours just watching the meteors as they began the showers, you know. And then my mom was curious about exploring this thing called Tai Chi. And there was a free offering in the park, and I'm, you know, supposedly that morning, that day, supposed to be packing to get ready to come back here. but we made it happen. And Mom was just going to ask some questions. And before that, I'd signed the waiver, and lo and behold, she finds herself in the middle of the class when she was just going to kind of... Mm-hmm. So we're in the middle of it, and powerful things happened in that class. And then near the end of the class, this glorious dragonfly, big, beautiful dragonfly, just kind of moved around the space, landed on her right shoulder, and kept looking at her.
Aww.
She had no idea. She had no idea. So we're kind of exploring the power animal and the dragonfly and the transformation and the moving through illusion. So it was just incredibly powerful.
Did you look up dragonfly?
You betcha.
Dragonfly. Dragonfly is one of my totems, and so I know that one very well. Yeah.
And this, what Tina just described, is the proof that when sometimes we say, you know, we need to work on ourselves, So then the ego will come in and say, yeah, but if I keep working on myself, but they are still doing this, does that mean, I mean, what does that mean? I don't know what to do with that. Should I take all the abuse? Should I, you know, all this and that, right? I don't know. I can't be the only good one here because it'll be hell for me. Me, ego, right?
Yeah.
And what really happens is when we go into the place and we really work on ourselves, and that doesn't mean we try to become better or smarter or anything ego related. When we work on becoming more connected to spirit and to the idea or the fact, you know, whatever you want to call it at this point, that we are all one and that we are all connected on one level. When we go then inside and work on what's troubling us, our illusions, the illusion that I have to be this, the illusion that I have to do that, the illusion that this person's hurting me, the illusion that that person's not doing what I want. What actually happens is that they are lifted. As we are lifting our level of vibration, their level of vibration is lifted, and all of a sudden they do and say things that they would have never done or said before. And if we would have asked them to come to the Tai Chi class, they would have said no way. But now that we are working on ourselves and just looking inside, what is this mirroring back to me? What is this relationship trouble mirroring back to me? Okay, let me go in and work on myself. Let me work on my wounds. That was what we were talking about last time.
Yeah.
Let me go work on my wounds and not pretend that anyone else has fault on my wounds.
And it has,
it's
it
just
has
my
nothing.
Wounds.
Yeah.
Has absolutely. Nothing to do with them. And then that allows them to all of a sudden act differently. And I have experienced every single thing that you guys said in my relationship world this last week as well. So it works. Okay, here's three people telling you this stuff works. If you needed someone to tell you, if you were wondering if it's real or not.
This is happening to us simultaneously. I mean, we are friends. We see each other. We live around each other. We, you know, practice together, work together in different ways. But we... all of these things are happening to us not because, you know, we're just walking down hand in hand going, you know, saying, let's go work on this together. It's
no.
happening.
And the funny thing is, someone from the outside could look at it and would see us as being so very different.
Yes.
They would think we are completely different.
Absolutely.
And yet, and this was a realization I also had together with Sabine when I was visiting her a couple days ago, all of a sudden our lives couldn't look more different, you know, in the way of how the relationships, how many relationships there are and where they are located and all of that, and how we feel about family and all of that. And yet we have, when it comes down to where we, the situation that we're both in right now, we realize that the one lesson that was there in us for both of us was that instead of relying on family that we have, or being sorrowful for family support that we don't have, or any of that, realize that we are part of a much larger family, which is community. And I was going to say to her, I realized this time in my troubles, if they come, I'll just let my community take care of it. Last time I wanted to take care of it myself, and I did. And I'm still alive, but I guess it could have been much better if I would have relied on community back then, but I didn't know. And at the same moment that I'm thinking that, she says, instead of just letting my family do everything, I could have community also do it. And she has that family there, and I have like no one, right? So it looks like we have a completely opposite problem. Too many people on one side and like no people on the other side. And we both realized at the same moment that we have the exact same issue, which was we did not see ourselves as part of the bigger family, but we separated ourselves in different ways. Yes. So the same thing can look 100 different ways, and in the end, it's still the same thing. And so, you know, we're all always dealing with the same thing because we are all just one thing, one thought, one energy, one community, one everything.
That was beautifully expressed, by the way. that's a concept, complicated concept to explain and experience, but nicely done. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And the only reason I could even talk about this today was because I was experiencing it. After talking about on Friday that I didn't really understand yet what that Course in Miracles, all of that, but I'm happy that I'm reading it. And the very next day, I was head-on confronted with it, and I said, I can run away, or I can be in the experience, and finally that those experiences allowed me to understand what I had read on the level of the emotion, of the vibration inside the body.
Yeah, the knowing. I mean, the knowing, the intellectual level that makes sense, but the real knowing and full understanding is experience.
Yeah. There's a couple of supportive pieces if you want to take a look. Matt Kahn, do a search, YouTube. The Love Revolution, the material around that is beautiful. Matt, M-A-T-T, Kahn, K-A-H-N. And then there's a book written in 1959 by Joel Goldsmith, The Art of Spiritual Healing, written a long time ago, but it couldn't be more timely. Beautiful things to explore some of the things that we've been talking about today.
We were talking about that too, about how the importance of really reading and connecting with the wisdom, the source of the wisdom. So I'm glad you brought those references because that's what really keeps us grounded is, we feel it. We kind of like, okay, I have a concept, but taking it to that wisdom level, just like we were talking about last week, and then suddenly it throws you in, the universe puts you in the experience of it, the real knowing.
We're not students anymore. We're all becoming masters.
And teachers. Mm-hmm. And that brings up the piece about resistance, which I realized this morning. Resistance keeps us from learning. And so, we say, well, what does that mean, resistance? Well, I don't have any resistance. Well, if someone asks you to do something for them, and you say no, even though theoretically you could do it, but you say no because you just want to go do something else, that might keep you from a learning experience. So, I again, it's hard to explain, but I've experienced that a couple of times in the last couple of days, where even if the body part of me might tense up and want to say no, being constantly meditating now, I'm still aware enough to say, okay, I want to say no, and I'm just going to go say yes. And then having a beautiful experience as a result of that, which further heals the relationship and particularly continues to heal the own wound in the own body. And on an emotional and even on a physical level, the healing begins.
See, you're opening yourself up, which we all have the capacity to do, to the will of the universe, to what the infinite
Absolutely.
Universal plan is.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this, about free will versus, the will of the universe. And so when your free will comes in, it says, I don't want to do that. No. Then we open ourselves up to a stream of karma that will happen. Yes, we can freely choose no, and then there's a different experience that we're going to have, which will add to our karma if we're not open to the will. Now, it's not the same thing as setting boundaries and limits and really, being open to the will of the universe, and you don't have to say yes to everything. But when the ego comes in and superimposes itself, that's when we are set up for another different lesson.
Exactly.
A repetitive lesson.
Exactly. Because then obviously we needed that lesson again.
Right. There's nothing that comes to us that we don't need, but obviously we needed to have the repeated versions. You know, like they say, let's do the reteaching again because the class didn't get it quite.
Well, because we see it as something different. Oh, it's something different. And then we realize, oh, no, it was exactly the same thing as it was before. Just had dressed itself up in a different little costume.
A different name, a different, everything. Awesome.
Wow. So that is really, I think, the thing that we want to get out there today, and all three of us are, right, all four of us, including Sabine.
Yeah, Sabine.
We would tell you, okay, you know, if you have issues in your life, whether it be your health, your relationships, your finances, or if you're looking, and by finances, I'm not saying, you know, you need to have, $1 million in the bank will show that you're fully aligned. Absolutely not. With finances, I mean, just whatever you need in the moment is there. So you really don't have to even worry if you even have a bank account, really. So whatever that we want that to look for you, if it comes from the thought of higher vibration and not from the ego, and any issues in any of those areas really are stemming from something that you have not addressed within yourself. And the thing that I noticed also very clearly is the one thing that you want from your partner, and this may be your romantic partner, but also your parents. I think those are the three most prevalent relationships here, but others maybe also, where the one thing that you won't give to yourself, that you won't accept within yourself, we tend to want to get another person to fill that part in ourselves. But what you won't give to yourself, no one else can give you. Yeah. No one else can give you. Not that they don't want to give you. And that's the big difference. So if we don't love some part of ourselves, if we push it back, we reject it, we pretend it's not there, and then we're pulling in another person to fill that hole because we're not doing it for ourselves, even if that person is fully capable and 100% wants to fill that, unless you already give it to yourself and become whole yourself, so it really doesn't matter if they give it to you or not, but until that happens, they cannot give it to you. There's some kind of a law that prevents that. And that's what's been coming to me. That's what I've been understanding. That's how I've been feeling it in my body and how I've been realizing, whoa, I have not accepted that part, even though I might walk around telling everybody that that part's totally cool. Mm-hmm. But I still have not. And until I did or until I do, no one in the world can do that for me.
No one can rescue. No one can complete you. No one can.
The lies we hear in the media, the fairy tales
we've heard as kids.
Which is you complete me.
That's right.
Don't believe the fairy tale stories as they are. Look behind the meaning of that. There was a girl in the desert, and we are past time. Oh no, gosh! I'll be talking about the girl in the desert next time.
That'll be
a beautiful. Yes.
We'll
okay.
Look forward to the girl in the desert.
Yay.
Relationships continue
once more next week. And until then, again, check out Matt Kahn and what was the other guy?
Joel Goldsmith.
And most of all, for the next 7 days, make sure that you love your life now.